Hi, this is Sarah again. I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to get her case coordinator on the phone.
Oh, okay.
I'm mm-hmm. not sure if she spoke with, if he spoke with the caregiver yet.
No. Who? The service coordinator is open.
I'm sorry. No, the case.
Everybody.
Yeah, this is for Pendleton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The person who handles her case, I had sent over a request for him to prepare her that we would need her to go upon discharge. So let me just see what the note says, because I can't get him on the phone for some reason.
Okay. Yeah, because it looks like she's going to be ready for discharge today.
All right. All right.
Is there an alternate person that can could go out there?
Yeah, I'm gonna call the caregiver. Give me one. You wanna hold on for 1 second? What time do you think she'll be discharged? Do you know? Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry. Do you know what time? Okay. Do you know what time she's gonna? She would be discharged.
We need to.
Yeah.
Is somebody gonna meet her at her home?
Well, yeah. That's what I'm gonna make sure. Does she have transport from the hospital or? I'm not sure what the dynamic is. So give me 1 second. I'm gonna give her a call. Hold on 1 sec. Thank you.
Yep. The home health aide had a little why patient sick if the person maybe the aide called out. Oh, the aide did call out. Well, I'm on the phone with the aide to say, right, I said, is there someone also? Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah, but just what you do when you go home.
Hi. So yes, I just hung up with the caregiver, and she said that Ms. Pendleton just called her a little while ago and told her she's not getting discharged today. She's getting discharged tomorrow.
It's today.
I don't know why she
said that. I don't know why she told the aide that, but from our standpoint, she's medically ready.
All right, hold on.
So the person of the patient said that the sender called the aid and said that she's going to discharge tomorrow. So they do have someone because the patient told the aid. know if he's calling the ABAC now, but that's the story. Just go follow up with somebody else. They are like, they focus. I have to look at their picture. I'm like, oh. Either.
Hi. Okay. So she said that she's calling the patient again because her patient said something about she has a friend in the building that would be able to meet her, and then she can go over there later. She's not really sure about it, what time she can get there, but she's going to try to work it out so that someone meets the medical transport. So I'm going to have to either give you a call back or you can speak to the caregiver directly.
So do you have her number? Can I have her number?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's 267.
Yeah.
776-3008.
267-776-3008.
Yes.
And her name is?
Tia.
Tia. Thank you so much for
You're very welcome.
Okay. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.